Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little less chaotically and a whole lot more intentionally. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? Like one minute you're nailing it, the next, bam, your face planting into a pile of what just happened. Welcome to the club. But hey, that's exactly why we're here. Today's episode is all about something super important, building resilience through failure. Because let's be real, folks, failing is inevitable. It's part of the human experience, like taxes and Monday mornings, though hopefully not as dreaded. But what separates the winners from the whiners? The ones who bounce back stronger. Resilience, my friend, resilience. Think of it like this. Every time you fall down, you get a chance to learn how to pick yourself up better than before. You dust yourself off, analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and then try again, maybe even with a little more swagger. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you become a failure-proof ninja. First, reframe your thinking. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. We've all been there, one tiny setback and suddenly we feel like we've bombed out on every level. Instead, try viewing failures as stepping stones, valuable lessons disguised in awkward moments. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it. Remember that time you tried baking a cake and ended up with something resembling a hockey puck? Well, guess what? You learned how not to bake a cake. And now you're one step closer to being a master baker. Second, focus on the controllable. We can't control everything in life, traffic jams, unexpected rain showers, that annoying coworker who hogs the microwave, seriously, people. But we can control our reactions and responses. So, when things go south, focus on what you can influence. Maybe it's adjusting your schedule, finding a creative solution, or simply taking a deep breath and reminding yourself that this too shall pass. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. This is huge. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Believe that your abilities are not fixed, but can be developed through effort and dedication. Think of it like a muscle. The more you work it out, the stronger it gets. So, when you face a setback, don't shy away. See it as a chance to flex those mental muscles and build resilience. Fourth, build a support system. We're not meant to go through life solo. Surround yourself with people who encourage you, lift you up, and celebrate your successes, and offer a shoulder to cry on during the inevitable failures. Think of them as your personal cheer squad, always there to remind you that you've got this. And finally, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat your best friend. We all mess up sometimes, and it's okay to acknowledge that without beating ourselves up about it. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. You deserve it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work, the one that could land you that promotion you've been dreaming of. You've slaved away over the slides, practiced your delivery until your voice is hoarse, and you feel like you're on fire. Then, bam, the day of the presentation arrives, you trip over your own feet while walking to the stage, yes, really, fumble a few lines, and suddenly everything feels like it's crashing down around you. You start to panic, second-guess yourself, and think, game over. But then, remember those resilience tips we just talked about? You take a deep breath, refocus on your message, channel your inner superhero, and deliver the rest of the presentation with newfound confidence, and maybe a slightly shaky voice. The audience is engaged, you land some key points, and even though things didn't go perfectly to plan, you still rock it. See? That's resilience in action, turning a potential disaster into an opportunity for growth. All right, folks. Let's recap those key takeaways. Remember to reframe your thinking, focus on the controllable, cultivate a growth mindset, build a support system, and practice self-compassion. And most importantly, never underestimate your ability to bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever. So, go out there and embrace those challenges. Don't be afraid to fail, because in failing, you're actually succeeding at something even more powerful, becoming resilient, adaptable, and ultimately, unstoppable. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a favor, Share it with someone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag clarity first. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.